And the next question was from the brothers in the islands of Martinique, from the people of Martinique, in which a brother is saying, I'm a Muslim in Martinique and my family are all Christian. I've been calling them to Islam by dealing with them in the best possible way, but I do not argue with them in regards to the religion, especially the affairs of their own religion, except in very few instances, but rather seldom that I would talk to them about it, because whenever I come to them with the proofs and evidence, they get mad at me and cut off the discussion or the argument. And this is why I left calling them based upon proofs and evidence, and I concentrated upon good manners to call them to Islam. But yet, they still call me back to Christianity with the proofs and evidence whenever they can. So is my action correct? And is it from the wisdom and praiseworthy haya or shyness or modesty to be upon that? Or is it considered a weakness and dispraiseworthy haya? In essence, this, the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, it seems that you have established the proofs and the evidence upon your family. And from the way you are asking that question, it only indicates that your family are people of jihud, people of, wal'iyadu billah, yani hatred for Islam. Because they now know the truth, and they want to leave off the truth. They don't want to stick to the truth. So my advice to you, dear brother, is to be patient, or sister, to be patient with them. But it's a must upon you to keep debating them and arguing with them. Not just one times, but 3, 4, 5, and 10 times. It's a must upon you to establish upon them the proofs and evidence, along with having good manners. Because good manners is a must in making da'wah. Because when a kafir, when a disbeliever, sees from you good manners and how you deal with him upon the way of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, and on the opposite, or yani opposite to this, you are calling him to Islam, or hand in hand with that rather, you are calling him to Islam, that may become a reason for him or her to enter into Islam. And this, what happens, meaning the good manners, when it was applied hand in hand with establishing proofs and evidence, happened when the Muslims went to the continent of Asia and started dealing with the people in trade. And the people saw from them nothing but honesty, or saw from the Muslims honesty and lack of treason, or no betrayal whatsoever in transactions. Then the people became Muslim due to their good manners. And that is always the case, that the Muslim is upon praiseworthy manners. So many of the people, as you probably know, in the seerah, were affected by the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and entered Islam accordingly. As one of the men that became a Muslim after meeting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went back to his people and said to them, I came back to you from a man that is not afraid of poverty and gives so much in a way that he's never afraid of poverty. But it's a must upon you still to continue in clarifying the affairs of Tawheed and monotheism based upon proofs and evidence, along with good manners. It's a must upon you to call him to Tawheed and monotheism, the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did with every and each individual he met. Remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept on calling the people to Tawheed even in the last breath of his life while he was on his deathbed. And he said, the curse of Allah may the curse of Allah be upon the Jews and the Christians. They have taken the graves of their prophets as masajid. And the success is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whoever he wills and misguides whoever he wills. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.